This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So we've just completed the Yom Tov of Sukkot and the magnificent season of the Yerech HaYisanim, and we just completed Chamisha Chamshei Torah, but we immediately start Bereishis. The Chasan Bereishis is called up, Maher, 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 quick, quick, quick. Chasan Torah is not called up quick, quick, quick. That's because once we finish something, there's a danger we're going to rest on our laurels. We have to start immediately Sefer Bereishis. But don't think the season has ended. I want to share with you an amazing revelation cited by Reb Chaim Falaji in the Sefer Moed L'Chol Chai, Simen Chav Hei, Ois Mem Ches. This is also brought by the Chidah in the Moira Be'etzba, Simen Tes, Ois Reish Tzadiches. That after Sukkot, continuing into Cheshvan, one should strengthen themselves in Yiras Shamayim and Talmud Torah Lashma, because it's now the beginning of the year, and it's a good simen for the whole year, and it's still close to Aser Simei Tshuva. And he quotes from the Sefer Chemdas Hayomim that the minog of Chasidim Rishonim is to sanctify themselves in the 12 days after Sukkot, corresponding to the 12 months of the year, to be dedicated during these 12 days to their limud. And it's a segula nifla, that if somebody wants heavenly assistance for the throughout the whole year, that whatever you do, you'll be successful, whether in learning Torah, whether in saintly practice, whether in business, by sanctifying yourself and elevating yourself and continuing the mode of the Yom Naram for 12 days corresponding to the 12 months of the year, it's still a new haskal, it's still the beginning of the year. We explained in our humble Sefer Magid Arkiya on Bereishis that the reason why the first Shabbos after Sukkot is called the Shabbos Bereishis, we don't call the second week Shabbos Noyach, is because the laning of the week affects the Zman. And by reading Bereishis, it makes it that this time of the year, even though it's not the beginning of Tishah, it's not the beginning of the year, it makes it that this time of the year is a new Reishis as well. And therefore, the first 12 days after Sukkot set the tone for the rest of the year. So even though we have a certain feeling of regret that the Yom Tovim season is behind us, nevertheless, the Haschala, in a certain sense, begins now. May we be zocha during these 12 days to prepare ourselves for an upcoming year. Hein b'Torah, hein b'chasidos, hein b'masa umatan. We should be successful in all of our endeavors. V'inoyam, Hashem Elokeinu aleinu, umasa yadeinu koinenu aleinu, umasa yadeinu koinenu.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.